Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing the world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you to become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. Having a strong and well-adapted sense of well-being can help us overcome difficulties and also help us achieve our goals in life. In today's episode, we have India's leading abundance coach, MV Priyank, who will share with us 5 ways to manage our overall well-being. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello, Abundance Manifestors. Welcome to this podcast on how to manage overall well-being, or say 5 ways to manage overall well-being. So, what is, first of all, overall well-being? Let's try to understand. Every person, based on situation, for them, well-being can be different. If they are in financial crisis, having financial abundance is a form of well-being. If they are in relationship conflicts, having loving, harmonious relationships is kind of well-being. If they are in a physical health situation where they are taking a lot of medications or health problems, again, having less medications, reduced pains and discomforts, that's form of well-being. So what well-being are you looking forward to? If in general what's available on the internet, we speak about overall well-being, it's about the mental and emotional state of being happy, being joyful, less of negative emotions, more of positive emotions. That's the point of overall well-being. So in this video, with this podcast, we will be learning what are the 5 easier ways which will help you to improve the overall well-being in your life. Let's start with number 1. Whatever points or techniques I'll be sharing here right now, it's going to be sounding simple. Let me tell you, simple and easy things are easy to do and easy not to do. It's quoted by Jim Rohn. So even if you might know, maybe you'll be getting a different perspective. Just adapting it, it will help to bring the change. So the first process is smiling. Some of you might be thinking, oh, smile, just that's all. I know about it already. But if you know about it already, have you been practicing? Have you been implementing? Smile is a super powerful tool which can heal many pains, discomforts, or challenges you are going through in your life miraculously. Now, let's try this right away. You are watching this video right now or listening to the podcast. Just smile to the gadget through which you are listening and see as if the gadget is smiling back towards you. Smile towards the seat and chair you are and feel the seat chair smiling back towards you. Smile towards your head. Feel the head smiling back. Smile towards your hands. Feel the hands smiling back. Can you feel some difference? If you are watching this video and have comment section, type in the comments, I can feel. That's the power of smiling. When you smile towards a particular organ or an object, you can immediately see the difference in vibrations. As here we are talking about overall well-being of your own life. So start smiling more and more while speaking to other people as well. If you see everyone, if you are listening right now, show your teeth and smile forcefully. Yes, smile and try to think something negative. If you see when you are smiling with strong smile and trying to think negative, it won't come. Negative thoughts itself won't come. That itself reduces a lot of issues. It said in a day we get 60,000 thoughts, out of which 54,000 thoughts are negative. So one of the simplest ways to reduce the number of negative thoughts is lot of big smile. And in the beginning, it might be challenging, but take a challenge for yourself that you will have a conscious effort of smiling consistently. You can set small alarm, or there are chimer apps, reminder apps, which will give some notification and it will remind you, you need to smile. Then with conscious effort of smiling on daily basis, your normal lifestyle also will be naturally smiling. So smile itself can heal many of your system ailments because it will generate a lot of happy hormones. The second technique for overall well-being is silence meditation. Now, many of you might be hearing this and saying, oh my God, meditation, first of all, I do not have time. And second, silence meditation itself, oh my God, it's so challenging. So again, there is a beautiful quote which says, it's as easy as you say, it's as hard as you say it. So yes, in the beginning, because of less training of our mind, body, and different aspects, we might feel it's going to be complex to be in silence and practice meditation and be in thoughtless. Let me tell you, in the beginning or for many days, many months as you begin the practice, you'll still be getting thoughts. The quantum of silence, it's going to be less. Why silence meditation is important, let me tell you. So taking the analogy of analog wave, sine wave, you can see the sine wave starts from zero, goes upwards, come back to zero, goes downwards, again comes back to zero, goes upwards. So every time a new wave creation is happening from zero, ending at zero, going downwards, again coming back to zero, going upwards, like that, all the new points of creation, it's happening at zero point. So in your life, if you want new creations to happen and faster acceleration in your health, financial relationships, you need to get access and gain the mastery towards the zero point through which you can create whatever you want in your life in a faster, accelerated manner. So silence meditation will help for that. How can you do silence meditation? Just close your eyes, just focus on your breath. And if any thought comes, do not fight saying, oh, I should not think and all those things. Just welcome the thought, be aware of it, and slowly it will vanish. Other activity, what you can do is just be aware of normal breathing. Whenever a thought comes, do deep inhalation and exhalation. With this, the mind comes back immediately to the present moment. Then you continue with the normal breathing. Practice silence meditation, starting with daily 5 minutes, then 10 minutes. And when you start practicing meditation, your age number of minutes, like if you're 40, practicing 40 minutes meditation daily, it will be more effective. Third, this is an interesting one. Reduce your gadget times. Yes, we are addicted to gadgets. Either we are continuously watching laptop, iPads, mobiles. It's sticking to us, around us most of the time. And these gadgets are radiating a lot of radiations, especially mobiles, because of the SIM card networks. And now as 5G is being launched across, researchers, many people already are discussing the level of anxiety and stress is going to be more long-lasting. The previous generations had more physical health issues. The current coming years, more of mental and emotional health will be getting dominant. And one of the major factors can be radiations around. So make a habit for a couple of hours a day to be free from gadgets. And if possible, at least before sleep, practice the art of digital sunset. Means 1 hour before your sleep, keep your gadgets and all aside. If in airplane mode, or keep in different mode, different room, and be free from gadgets so that you have better sleep. Then fourth and fifth, my favorite ones, healing and practicing visualization-based meditation. What is healing? Anything out of harmony, bringing it back towards harmonious state, that's called healing. So how to perform healing? You will need to learn the art of healing. Like if you want to drive the bike, you need to learn how to drive the bike. Similarly, there are various healing modalities like energy healing, crystal healing, sound healing, all combinations. Find out different healing modalities, learn one so that you can heal your health, financial relationships. And the fifth one, visualization-based meditations. Why visualization is important? Science has proved that what you conceive in mind, it will reflect in your life faster. When you see outside some activity happening and you see the same activity with eyes closed, same signs of sensory developments happen. So when you start visualizing your life with overall well-being, that will be starting to reflect more in your life. So let me quickly recap. For your overall well-being, practice smile, silence meditation, reduce the gadget time, practicing healing, and practicing visualization. So these are the 5 tips, and I hope you'll practice all of these aspects. Thank you for listening through this video and podcast, and I hope you'll implement in your life and it will bring some positive changes. Do share this video or podcast to someone you know who needs overall well-being. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to hear from you in our upcoming podcasts and videos. See you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you understand ways to manage your overall well-being. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think needs this information. MV Priyank will be live in the upcoming masterclass and summits. For more details, log into www.sgsummits.com.